Nothing, Danny. I just wondered if you were interested in the correct terminology for a really high trumpet playing.
Ah, now, here we go. You're almost lacing each other's hair with daisies here, because I'm just about to come on to that. What is the correct terminology for the Tasty Brothers?
Well, all trumpet players will refer to them as screamers.
Mm-hmm. Just screamers. That seems a little unscientific to me, screamers. And that's what it is. You are a trumpet player, are you?
Oh, yeah, I am.
Oh, you are. Have you got a trumpet with you?
I have, actually.
Could you go and give us... I'll tell you what we'll do here. First off, I'll give you the top of the shop. I'll bring you the Tasty Brothers. In case people have never heard the Tasty Brothers before, in case you've just drifted across this network, the Tasty Brothers are a pair of American twins who have made several CDs, all of which they play songs at the top end of the register. They scream them, and often they follow marching bands around and just join in. For instance, this is unfortunately a rather flawed CD because it jumps a bit, but not at the crucial part. This is the Tasty Brothers rendition of Elton John and some say George Michael's Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. So here come the Tasty Brothers. Here we go. So this is the normal bit at the beginning. Okay. Yeah, see, that was it. You'll know when the Tasty Brothers come in.
But these cuts I have, they need love to help them heal.
There's the Tasty Brothers. Tasty Brothers, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, the Tasty Brothers, and the whole track is like that, Alice. The whole track is like that. It's shrill, but it's a, you know, when Charlie Parker first appeared on the scene, when Louis Armstrong first appeared on the scene, everyone said, that's not music, but, and Jim, could you go and get your horn?
I've got it here.
You've got it here. Now, just play us a couple of notes of something normal, and then go Tasty Brothers mode. Can you do it? Can you actually do it?
I can't really do it.
Ah! I knew it was a skill.
How high, not very good trumpet player can go, and it's not nearly that high.
So do they have to be, are the Tasty Brothers, must they be very good to do stuff like this? This is the Tasty Brothers.
It's just a matter of very specific practice, you know.
This is their version of Thus Spake Zarathustra. One second, Jim, we're coming straight to you. Get to you. You see, there's the Tasty Brothers version of that. Now, do you think you could hit anything like that, Jim?
No, but I can try.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, I'll fade it down when we get to the crucial part. You have a go, right?
Fine.
Okay, here we go, so here we go again. No, he's having a go, he's had a go. I don't want you to do an in...
Mm-hmm. I can be opening a cupboard in the background.
No, it's not. I think you'll get. Jim, can you do me? Could you do us a favour? Could you go away for about half an hour? And we'll call you back and see if you can get anywhere near it. And if you do, we'll send you one of the Breakfast Show pounds, which are much.